war and the decimation which too often follows has had a transformative effect on the built environment for centuries. From damage and destruction to fortification and strategy, conflict is invariably a catalyst for change in the city. You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, Petri Burtsov takes us to an historic military fortress off the coast of Helsinki to see how it has transformed over time and how Finns today make use of the island.
You can use the standard commuter ticket for the 15-minute ferry ride from Helsinki Harbour to the Suomenlinna Islands, yet the trip that over a million locals and tourists make each year feels more like a passage than a commute. Leaving behind the hustle and bustle of the downtown, the ferry makes its way past small islands in the Baltic Sea before reaching its destination on the northern shore of one of the two main islands. It docks next to the pink plaster jetty barracks, a vaulted tin-roofed stone building built in 1868-70 when the entire fortress was under Russian rule. But the history of this UNESCO-listed sea fortress, which today is home to hundreds of Helsinkians and one of the city's most popular attractions, begins much earlier. In the early 18th century, the mighty kingdom of Sweden, the naval powerhouse that ruled the Baltic Sea, decided to start fortifying Finland's southern coast to counter Russia, a rising naval power whose new capital, St. Petersburg, was located just a few hundred kilometers east of Helsinki. Suomenlinna's location, sometimes called the Gibraltar of the North, was of key strategic importance. The job was entrusted to Count Augustin Ehrensvärd, who shared a keen interest in architecture and the fine arts, and as a result envisioned not only a state-of-the-art military bastion, but also a Baroque cityscape modeled after the Place Vendôme in Paris, a vibrant fortress town where the officers would live in grand buildings and entertain important guests. At its height, over 7,000 men were involved in building the magnificent fortress, one of the largest sea fortresses the world has ever seen. After its completion, Suomenlinna became a cultural and military hub that overshadowed adjacent Helsinki. The festivities, such as balls and game evenings hosted by the French-speaking top officers, became known all over Finland. But this was not to last. During the Finnish War of 1808, Sweden surrendered Suomenlinna to Russia, paving the way for the occupation of Finland by Russian forces in 1809. The Swedish period in Finnish history, which had lasted some seven centuries, came to an end. For more than a century, Russian soldiers occupied Suomenlinna before leaving the island soon after Finland gained independence in 1917. Due to the changing nature of warfare, Suomenlinna had lost much of its military significance by this point. It still served as a Finnish garrison for more than 50 years, as well as the home for anti-aircraft and artillery units during the Winter War between Finland and Russia, before it was turned over to a civilian administration in 1972. A painstaking work began in order to make Suomenlinna adept for civilian use and tourism. Military quarters were converted into civilian use and fitted with modern facilities. Little by little, people started moving in, painters, singers, craftspeople, beer brewers, restaurateurs, and just ordinary people who wanted to make this hitherto close to the public island their home. Over the following years and decades, Suomenlinna's popularity grew and it gradually became one of the city's most loved destinations. People flocked to Suomenlinna to enjoy things like a seaside picnic with unhindered views of the Baltic Sea or its popular open-air summer theatre. It has quaint little cafes, great restaurants, interesting museums and art galleries too, even Finland's only remaining World War II era submarine. But its arguably biggest allure is the history, which is reflected in its untouched architecture and almost total lack of modern touches, as well as in its makeup. The islands are almost completely car-free and largely unbuilt. Standing on top of the thick bastion walls on the southern edge of the islands, gazing southwards over the wide open Baltic Sea, one easily forgets that downtown Helsinki is just 3 kilometers away. This underscores just how different Suomenlinna is from the rest of the city. It's a small island haven stuck in time that makes those of us who call Helsinki home forget about the fact that we live in a busy city.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written and edited by Petri Burtsov and produced by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.